Back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger JP Show at Roger JP on the socials, Instagram, X, and Facebook. And, of course, the phone numbers anytime you want to be on the show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Tell me if this is,
guilty.
Not guilty, not guilty. This would be genius marketing or horrible marketing. See how you fall on this one. There's a rapper, I don't know her, but her name is Sexy Red, S-E-X-Y-Y Red. And she's heating up summer with this business venture she's got. She's putting out lip glosses. Her song, by the way, her big song is Pound Town. I don't know if anybody's taking that song into their ears, but Pound Town is the anthem. And she is putting out, as of yesterday, she put out these lip glosses, which is called a sexually charged makeup brand.
Okay.
And the reason they're sexually charged is Sexy Red decided to give them really interesting names. And she took some really, you know, sexy pictures all dolled up, and she stuck the, you know, it comes in like a packaging with all eight of them or so. And you can see through the little plastic window. They're right there in the package. And she put the package over her butt. I don't know, you know.
Great.
She's fully clothed and everything. But nonetheless, sexy pics is what they said. So Sexy Red puts out her lip glosses. And is this genius marketing? And will she sell out? Or is this horrible marketing? Here is the name of lip gloss number one, Coochie Juice.
All right.
So far.
What's that now? It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. Monica, Dizzy, are you got a positive feel for that one so far?
I mean, I like it.
It's only one so far. Okay, Coochie Juice. Second name of lip gloss, Yellow Discharge.
Seriously?
No, I swear to God. So now we're like averaging. Coochie Juice, not bad. Yellow Discharge. Ooh, you want to put that on your lips? All right. Lip gloss. Third name, Gonorrhea.
Got it. Don't want it.
Don't want it. Another lip gloss is called B.H. Brown, but it says Booty H. Brown.
Can we back up for 1 second?
Yes, JP.
Did you say had it, don't want it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I've never had I don't even know what gonorrhea is. Is that herpes? I have no idea what gonorrhea is.
Wait a minute.
Well, what did you have?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm that would be my response to that lip that lip gloss. Had it, don't want it. Like, why would I buy a lipstick or a lip gloss that was that? No, I have never
had
it.
I see.
I honestly, is it the clap? What is the clap? I don't know what any of this
clap?
Is.
Which ones have you had?
I had a UTI once. I've never had, knock on wood, any.
You name the sexual diseases you've had, and we'll tell you the nicknames for them.
I don't know. UTI? Is that cause from?
A urinary tract infection.
All I know is.
Drink cranberry.
I gave cramps to everybody.
Right. I don't know what the clap is. And I feel like the clap is gonorrhea, right?
It might be. I don't know.
Or is it herpes?
I have a strange discharge.
Yeah, yellow discharge. Yeah, there it is. The other four flavors or lip glosses, whatever you call them, are blue balls. Nut.
Oh.
Pee hole pink. Fill in the blank.
Oh.
And sex on my period. What a lip gloss.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I want that one.
What is she going for?
Good God.
She's a shocking thing. That's what she does. Her whole shtick is, I'm going to be shocking and lean into like that slut mentality.
Does she know that we already had Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, like, 30 years ago, 20-some-odd years ago, like, she's not inventing new ground here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she understand that?
She's definitely, it's new ground, because I don't think there's ever been a lip gloss called Coochie Juice. But in my head, this is what she's, I'm not sure, but in my head, I feel like she's saying, okay, so the sex on my period is going to be a bright red, right?
Yes,
that's
correct.
And so then the Coochie Juice might be a little more pale or almost clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking she's going with the colors. I don't know what color gonorrhea is or whatever the other one was, but...
To answer your question, according to the Google, the clap is slang term for gonorrhea. So
it is gonorrhea. Oh, okay.
There you go.
I don't know what color that would be, but I feel like...
Also goes by the drip.
Isn't that all of them?
See? Yeah, right.
You tell us. What is it, Tiz? Is it all the same? What do we got?
When did you experience the drip? I see. They all fall.
I know when I was in middle school and I would kiss a girl and she had like the lip gloss, you'd be like, oh, that tastes like root beer or something like that. It is weird now you'll kiss one and be like, is that gonorrhea? I taste gonorrhea.
Right.
Yep.
Is that nut?
Now, nut would be almost like a brown, right? Or no, a white. A no,
if she's talking
be,
about.
It would be, yeah, it would yeah. be baby batter.
Yeah.
That so it would be like a lighter shade. Like, I feel like she's being creative with the different shades.
Do you guys remember Tropic Thunder?
The movie? Yes.
In the beginning, they had all these like fake trailers to stuff. And there was a rapper who had a drink coming out called Booty Juice. And this reminds me of like life starting to imitate art. You know what I mean?
That's right. Amazing.
We're like, or oh. art or art ripping off art.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's Sexy
and
Red.
I'm using the term art very, very, very. I don't, listen, I don't know anything. Is she a, like, is she big?
I'll tell you what. This picture, which isn't great, of her holding the sexy lip gloss packaging over her clothed butt.
I want to see it.
Got 386,000 likes.
And she's got millions of followers.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can see why. Wow.
Whatever.
Does you find this to be good? You seem to know who she is.
What's it called? Ski Yi?
This song, yes.
This is a bigger, one of her big songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of her big hits.
Unfortunately. This is a hit? Yeah. Are we throwing the word hit around a little bit too loosey-goosey? Or is it that, like, is this on radio and big on streaming services?
Radio.
And that's on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't she get an award for it, too?
You're asking the wrong.
That's right.
You know what we should do, JP? You know how on YouTube there are a lot of things where, like, black guys react to Steely Dan. We should do white guys reacting to sexy red songs.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I can already see
we'll
the
sit
video
there and listen with headphones on.
And I have the headphones on, and then I just have a look of disgust on my face. I take the headphones off and walk out of the room.
And I say, I kind of like it.
When, years and years and years from now, when you're doing Dead Woman in the Envelope and then someone asks, well, did she have any hits? You're going to have to say, yes, yes, she did. Sexy Red had hits, and this is one of them.
She pulls out her breasts, and she is juggling them. Then she bends over and pulls down her panties.
Phil,
I saw the picture. I like
one.
It.
Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, JP, I just wanted to see if you guys got that little comment from Monica at the end of the, before the commercial break. Oh, yeah, Roger, you got it.
What? Did I
say that? Oh, that's a good one.
What did I say?
I didn't want to make sure Brett got that one.
Yeah, I didn't, but now I do.
Yeah, right. There you go. See, team player.
Yeah.
Plus, Roger's saying all the names of these lip glosses, too.
Guys. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All the lip gloss names here. These will be if you repurposed for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put me saying coochie juice and Monica going, oh, yeah, Rog, you got it. That's quite a mashup right there.
That's good stuff. I didn't even know he said that.
Sex on my period. Oh, yeah, Rog, you got it. All of these work, by the way.
I forgot you said all of those nice and clean. Oh, my God. Oh, that's great.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I saw the picture. I think the lip glosses look really cool. And like, just like fingernail polish and stuff, there's always weird names. Like, I don't know. I mean, these are definitely out there, and I haven't heard anything like it. But at the same time, it's just silly names.
You're putting gonorrhea on your lips. That's a choice you're going to make.
If the color was pretty, if it matched me, yeah, absolutely. And then I would say, I got gonorrhea. I would say it. I'm not saying it clearly for you now, but...
You finally meet Mr. Wright, and you're in the bar. You're at a beach bar. You meet Mr. Wright, who's all athletic in his shorts, and he's got an Adam's apple, and he kisses you, and he says, ooh, what is that lip gloss? And you say, yellow discharge.
You like
That's
that?
That's when you turn around and be like, funny story about that.
Right. I could have wore, if you wore something else, you know, pee hole pink, you might have hung around. Or coochie juice.
Look at those areolas.
That's a good one, too. That's a good lip gloss.
Yep.
So there's Sexy Red following in Selena Gomez's footsteps and Rihanna's footsteps, looking to make $1 billion, and she might.
Areola bumps. Nice.
Nice.
What was the band's name? Maxwell. What was the guy called? Thinking that the guy
is... name, Beckman Waterbanks.
Beckman Waterbanks.
Waterbanks. Still, I want a lip gloss called Beckman Waterbanks. I don't know what color it would be, but that's fantastic.
There you go. You know, somebody's buying this stuff, and, you know, I mean, I think Brett said it earlier, they're probably going to sell out. I mean, she's got a lot of followers. It's just going to go.
Millions upon millions.
They look cute. It's good packaging, like, and you get a lot of them. I don't know how much that box is, but you get a whole crap ton, so...
Eight big tubes. That's all the lip gloss you need until you don't need to be going out with lip gloss anymore.
It's a good Christmas gift. The holidays are coming up.
That's what you want to unwrap under the Christmas tree.
I kind of do. Look, Mom. Vagina look, juice. Look what
I got. I got Monica gonorrhea for Christmas.
Happy holidays. She liked it.
I finally got what I wanted. Coochie juice.
So many drops. So many clips.
Pee hole pig. Woo!
You ain't getting me.
Merry Christmas.
I ain't falling for this. No way.
Just so great. All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Ah, more Sexy Red. Awesome. Which song is this? Same one as last
time? Same one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back. And all you could see was cellulite and pubic hair.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5.